Blog Talk Radio. Okay, we're back live. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce Show. Back live with you today. Today we're going to talk about an experience I had yesterday at a political party meeting. I won't say what, but yes, I will. The Democratic Party meeting. And it was, you know, again, I am an elected official here in Florence, South Carolina, elected to the Florence, South Carolina City Council as a Democrat. I'm elected official as a Democrat here at Florence. And, you know, I am black. The show is Let's Talk Blackness. I am a black male. And as everybody knows, that most of us, we vote Democrat. We vote Democrat. And and because this city, which is about 48% black, we are heavily populated black. We can pretty much determine what Democrat we can put in office. It's hard to put a black person in certain offices because white folks here don't vote for black people, but we vote for whites. And, you know, that's just about how it is. So it gives us the power to pretty much control. Democrats can pretty much control what happens. And because of a lot of white Republicans are infiltrating the Democratic Party as Democrats. But they're remaining true to their Republican ideas, policies, and structure. And I mean, this is obvious, and it happens over and over again. And at the Democratic Party last night, you know, there was a big fight about that. I against the rest. See, I'm tired of that. You know, I am an elected official. I'm sitting there. I'm fighting the battle. I'm trying to do what's necessary in order to keep Democrats as Democrats, and not allow these kinds of things to begin to happen. And as a result, I want to fight it. But, you know, the majority of the people at the meeting don't want to fight. Well, don't worry about it. Just let it be. And, you know, me sitting there, seeing and knowing what's happening, and you're telling me, don't do anything. Don't do anything. Now, you know, it's sad that, you know, and this is a phenomenon that happens all over the country, that there were everybody there was probably over 45. And I'm thinking, what about these children that lives that we're trying to protect were in the Republican Party? These ideas and suggestions have just absolutely rejected a future for these kids who are below the income line that they feel is acceptable for the upper middle class people, because that's their only concern. I have a commitment to all peoples that live in this city. We have white, black, Hispanics, Asians. But see, most of the Asians, Indians from India, most of them do well. Hispanics and blacks, we're at the bottom. But at the bottom, bottom are blacks, and there is nothing. You know, we are plagued. We're stigmatized with the cliche that we are stupid. We're not as smart. We are lazy. We are criminals. We are less than. And that's how the system is treating us, and I refuse to allow myself to fall into that category. And it comes down to the point wherein you're part of a group, and there's a democratic policy wherein the majority wins. I'm the only elected official in there. I'm the one that's bearing the brunt. I'm the one that sees, and I'm the one that votes, even though I vote not to. But then, you know, I'm a part of the lynching of poor black folk, poor people, with emphasis on black folk. And you say to me, let it be. Don't do anything. We'll encourage people to come out and vote. Well, we're going to knock on doors and phone bank. And, well, you've been doing that 30 years ago and it ain't happened yet. You're not trying to do anything different. You're allowing these policies that are contradictory to our democratic beliefs. This I see and am a part of, but then you tell me not to say anything. What do I do? What do I do? Think about it, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Talk about the ghetto, right? Yeah. to listen to the brother. Wait a minute!
Okay, again, we're back talking about the ghetto. In the intro there, we're talking about this political situation that I am in, and I'm trying to get some feedback on it. You know, what do you think, based on the scenario that I just gave, if you if you were listening from the beginning. If not, briefly bring you back up. What you do when you want to, when you're part of a political party and you see that the party that you, well, let me be a little bit more specific. When you're part of the Democratic political party and you're being invaded by Republicans posing as Democrats, and you want to expose that, but the body of Democrats won't let you. I mean, you are the elected official representing the people, and you seeing that the policies and the goals and objectives of Democrats are not being met by the majority of Democratic Council who are carrying the Republican agenda, and even more, knowing that an election is coming up, you have more Republicans flipping over as Democrats so that they can continue to take over continue to carry the Republican Party as Democrats. And again, these folks, the reason they do that is because the numbers heavily reflect blacks. Blacks vote Democrats, so therefore, in order to win the election, you will need to be more or less a Democrat, except for the districts that were gerrymandered in order so that Republicans can get them. But those at-large districts, they are pretty much controlled by Democrats. But the Democrats that are controlling these districts are really Republicans posing as Democrats. You know, they have a lot of money. They can outspend us. They come in and voting time, you know, they come in our districts and spend some money, you know, $1,000 here, $10,000 here, $2,000 there, $5,000 there. You know, they give us this little stuff and say, this is what we want to do, boom, boom, boom. And then we get the impression, oh, these are good guys. We get them involved. You don't see them no more. But on the other side of town where they live, they said, $2 million over here, $5 million over here, $10 million over there. And they do that for 3 years. Oh, election time is coming up, so let's go. We'll cut it down a little bit and we're going to put $2 million back in, I mean, $2,000 back over in this district, $1,000 back over here. And we've been falling for that scenario year after year after year. The Democratic Party don't want me to fight it. Let it be. Because there are some people who have always been Democrats that have friends who are Republicans who are pulling these kinds of stunts. And, you know, what do I do? Do I do the will of the party, do the majority, what the majority of the party say, don't fight? Or do I go against the will of the party and fight anyway? Or do I, for not wanting to create dissension within the party and fight, causes in party fight, should I just withdraw from the party and go independent? There is no independent party here. I'll be the only one. But then I could carry out my agenda because I am an independent. What do you do? What do you say? What do you think? Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce coming at you. These are words from your host, Ed Robinson. Give me an opinion.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain. Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an arm. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Okay, back live, loud and clear. The chains are falling.
The chains are supposed to be falling. Are they falling?
Are the chains falling? And, you know, they ain't gonna fall unless we make them fall. The chains are not gonna fall unless we make them fall. And I wanna ask you, all of you listeners, what have you done today? Have you done anything today to break the chains? Have you done anything yesterday to break the chains? Have you done anything last week to break the chains? Have you done anything last month to break the chains? So what are you doing about the chains? You know, and as I told you, you know, I'm a part of the Democratic Party, not an officer, but I'm just there. But I am an elected official. But members of the Democratic Party have done nothing to break the chains. And they want to stop me. I fight every day. My struggle is trying to get these chains from around my ankle. put them around my neck. I want to remove these chains. But now I have the people telling me that, hey, leave them chains alone. Leave them alone and they'll fall off by themselves. I refuse to accept that. I cannot accept that. And as I explained in my scenario, what do I do? Do I cause infighting within the party? Do I do nothing? Or do I pull away? You need to call in and give me your opinion. I'm going to make a decision tonight as to what I'm going to do. But I would like to get some input from other people. I pretty much have in mind what I know I want to do, but I want to see if I can be influenced by others. Now, I've already had some comments, and I'll tell you where most of them lead is, don't go. Stay with the party. And, you know, I'm thinking. Our call-in number is 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. We're here every night, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 9:30. Talking about black issues. Now, this is the issue that is something that we have to fix ourselves. You know, how can we go out here dealing with issues contrary to what we want to do? Then we don't know what we want ourselves. When we don't know what we want ourselves. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, we are putting on this show to try to get input from others. And that's the whole purpose of the show. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, right here in Florence, South Carolina. We were born here, and we're trying to grow. Hopefully, those of you who have businesses and maybe not, then you can still be a part of the economic growth of black folk in the PD region throughout the state of South Carolina. Carolina Region Black Chamber of Commerce. Welcome you. The number again is 516-453-9921. 516-453-9921. And again, I want to emphasize the fact that, you know, because we are Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, that doesn't limit us to being representatives of just black folk. Our aim and our goal is to help build black businesses. And if you're a white man and you got a lot of black businesses, you need to be a part of the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, because we are going to build businesses that help us build other businesses. And the more help that we can get building other businesses, the more we grow, and which means the more you grow as well. So we're trying to create a family here where we can have more diversity of wealth throughout the city of Florence. And hopefully this can spread throughout the state of South Carolina. This income wealth gap thing is totally out of control. There's plenty of money. When we look around and we talk about the income, I mean the unemployment rate, how it has gone down drastically, you know, down to 5.1, that's what it is now. But have you seen any of those of you who are listening who are below that income line that they have drawn to separate the middle class from the upper middle class to the middle class to the lower income people? There's a line there, there's this imaginary line that is drawn, and then, you know, we who are part, who are perceived to be below that line are not really even recognized. They don't even ex- accept the fact that we exist. So, you know, call in and let me know if you agree with me or you disagree with me. Let's just talk about it. Our phone number is 516-453-9921. Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back at you in just a few minutes. Okay, Brother James Brown talking about saying it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. We're back at you, and we're in the last quarter of our show. And my decision is, based on what I've been going through and the years of experience I've had, is I cannot take it anymore. It's hard for me to sit down here and see what's going on. Of course, I've been yelling and screaming for years, and people say, well, you yell and scream so much that people don't even listen to you anymore. Well, I'm going to keep on yelling and screaming. I can't just stop. And then again, I don't want to be known as one to go against the policies of the status quo, you know, if that's your belief. You know, I've been a Democrat all of my life, and I try to follow the guidelines. And now it's come to the point where, and you say, well, we're just going to just give up and be taken over by the Republican Party. I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to do that. My thing is, what I think I'll do is I'll just, you know, pull out of the Democratic Party and declare myself as an independent. I'll call the number at 516-453-9921. Again, it's 516-453-9921. We're asking for your opinions. You know, this show is brought to you by the Carolina Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. That's our purpose. That's why we're here, to get opinions of those who are interested in really bettering the lives of all people, with emphasis on black folk. And so, you know, if you are below that income line, you're being affected negatively as it relates to what's going on. You know, ratio breakdown is like 90% of whites are positively affected, wherein 10% probably are not. Other ethnicities, when it comes down to Hispanics, you've got about 25% who are positively affected. Because we don't have very many here in Florence, but then about 25 are positively affected. And you have about 75% who are not. But when it comes down to us, African Americans, we're about 90% negatively affected, and about 10% positively affected. And, you know, they have taken that 10%. And really just taking over control of the rest of 90%. There are those who, the fight is that none of us who stand for truth, righteousness, fairness, survive. I've been told by many that you're the only one that have been able to survive. And it's tough. And I don't know if I will be able to continue, but I think they beat up on me so much that they ain't got nothing else to beat up on me about. They can't defame my character because they've made me out to be one of the worst people in the world. You know, and people think, hey, the biggest problem we have in Florence, South Carolina is Ed Robinson, because he's out of control. He's out of control. But then if I'm out of control, the district that they created elected me. And they continually elect me, even though they try every means or method possible to unelect me, people continue to elect me. And because they continue to elect me, though they don't fight with me, I feel that I'm doing the will of the people that do elect me. It's hard on me. Hold on my family, but then, you know, I am God-fearing. And then, you know, the price to be paid, I'm paying the price for their rewards. At the end of the tone, my wife don't believe that, but I do. So, you know, I continue to fight. I continue to reach out and ask for help and support. If it comes, fine. Then I know that I have the support, and God has brought me this far. No, he hadn't brought me this far to leave me. So I ain't going nowhere. When I go, I know it's because he took me. And when he, wherever he takes me, where he leads me, I will follow. You know, so kind of gives you some idea of who I am, where I am, what I think about, and how I feel about the way things are. For black folk here in Florence, South Carolina, things are just bad. Truly, truly bad. And then the sad part about it, if we were fighting it, fine. But we are accepting. But we are accepting. It was nice talking with you guys tonight. As I always do, go out the way I came in. Thank you for listening. Back tomorrow night, same time, talking about another issue of importance. And until then, you guys have a good night and see you.
talking about the ghetto. Yeah.